What's up, y'all? I'm back with another episode. I hope that you guys got to listen to my episode last week. I was about to start another one because I recorded over my other one, so I just want to check in. I've been checking in on some people who are very, very close to me, and I just wanted to come and just kind of like say I recently got somebody to reach out to me who was not even my family member, who just wanted to reach out just to reach out and say, hey, I just want to check in on you. And I don't want to take certain things for granted. And I know everybody gets busy and they have their own things to do, but it's important that you check on your people, you know, even if it's somebody you haven't talked to in a while. And sometimes people phase out of your life and you don't realize they're gone until you look up and it's like, dang, I haven't talked to that person in a long time. But sometimes it's for the best, you know. And then it's situations and times where you got to reach out to folks because you never know what might be going on in their life and what reasons they may have that you know, you don't know about for not reaching back out on you. And one important person in my life, one of my cousins, Craig, shout out to Craig, you are doing the darn thing, you know. Congratulations on your coaching and all the great things that you're doing. You inspire people to just be great. He's always checking on people, you know, always giving credit to the people, you know, on the daily. And it's just taught me as a person how you sometimes need to say things like that to folks. You never know whose lives you've changed or touched, and you know what that could mean to you. And checking in on people is such a good thing to do, because there's some people who are struggling, and you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, and you may not know like how just reaching out and saying, hey, I just want to check in on you and see how you're doing could go. And it's just one of those things, like empowering people is one thing, but putting positive vibes out there in the atmosphere is another. And it's so important that we do that, especially in this time, because there's so many things going on, like COVID is revving up. I've been seeing the posts. That's really irking everybody's nerves, because nobody wants to go through another shutdown and nobody wants to deal with losing people close to them. But we just got to stick together and just be positive. And no matter what is happening in our lives or occurring, we have to stay fast to the test. And today I just felt like my faith was tested, because I want something else. Like, you know, you go after something that you want and then you get it, and then you want to go after another thing. And sometimes you can't tell everybody what your moves are, because people are out to cut you down. And you want to be sure that you sometimes aren't sure who is who and where until you start seeing how they treat you after the fact. And so, like, I'll start sitting down, start brainstorming, having all these ideas, but I'm afraid to share them, because people are they hate you so much, though they don't want to say it. They don't want to support you or really have anything positive to say to you. And for reasons why they don't check on you is because they probably hoping that you are somewhere failing, right? And I hate to have that kind of thought process and outlook on this episode, but that's real life, you know. People really do that, and it has come up, you know, to me that sometimes people fake things because they really don't know how to be a friend, or they really don't know how to treat people or to be happy for others. And that's real. And I'm here to say that if you're going to empower or look out for people or check on people, do it genuinely from your heart, because you want to, because you care about these people and you want them to be doing well. You know, not everybody's not out to get you. I'm not saying this in this podcast to make nobody think that, but you do have to be wary of who, and very selective on who you share certain information with. So I just wanted to come in just like say, you know, I'm back, and I'm coming up with all these little things as I move forward, and as I continue to move forward and what I want to talk about on here. I want everybody to just kind of tune in, and maybe you got something you want me to touch on, and I'm all for doing that as well. But growth and growth mindset is where I'm at for the next remaining of this year. Like, summer is about to be freaking over, fall's about to come, and ooh, it's about to be popping next year. I'm going to be the best teacher that I can be, coming up with all kinds of creative things to do, my classroom is going to be lit up like a freaking Christmas tree, ready to teach these kids. So I hope everybody is having a great summer. You have done something fun or went somewhere exotic or fun. And you guys be blessed. Like, continue to support your girl. Share my page. Make my Facebook pop. You know, I got a Facebook page. I'm really trying to do this thing. And, you know, I shout out to my supporters and my day ones. My, you know, like, not that I have fans, but I have some people who really truly care for me. And I appreciate that. Especially my husband. And shout out to him making beats and videos. Like, he is just an amazing person. You know, I'm so blessed to have him in my life. And, you know, he does great things. He helps people. He thinks about me and his beautiful daughter on the daily. You know, it's a blessing to have somebody in your corner. And if you don't have somebody in your corner, you need to get somebody in your corner quick, because the world is coming to a short debrief, y'all. We gotta figure out what we're gonna do with our lives and how we want to live our lives and where we want to go in our life. But most importantly, we want the right people in our life and backing us that truly want to see us do the things that we truly want to do and aspire to do. So you guys stay blessed, and please, please like, share, and make sure that you, I would say subscribe, but this is not YouTube. So I haven't branched off the YouTube yet, but just make sure you talk about your girl so I can get these likes up. Love you guys. Peace.